Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Sandra Merritt is facing indictment, 15 charges, for revealing to the world the barbaric activity of Planned Parenthood. We are representing Sandra Merritt, and you can understand what's going on. There is a major pushback by the California Attorney General and others to not allow the world to find out what's going on behind the scenes. New videos are just gut-wrenching. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, we just appeared in court with Sandra. She was incarcerated in jail while we're moving forward with a bond, and we finally got the bond, $75,000 paid in full, just to get her out of jail, while other people get bonded out for almost nothing for doing real crimes.
Yeah.
And what is she doing? She and David DeLaden actually filmed people with Planned Parenthood harvesting baby body parts and selling them to companies like STEM Express, harvesting these body parts. STEM Express then creates a catalog, like a parts catalog, and has specials of the month, offering heart, lung, limbs, liver, whatever it is for certain prices. And the hot selling items they put as a special of the month. This is what's going on with this situation. And now new videos have recently been released that literally just are gut-wrenching, Holly.
Yes, I mean, it's awful. And they've been down, I think, recently because of some judge asking them to come down. But once you see them, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you have this organization, this meeting, and they're talking about, yes, if I'm doing a procedure and I'm seeing that I'm in fear that I might come to the navel, I might ask for a second set of forceps to hold the body, the cervix. Then she'll pull off a leg or two, so it's not considered a partial birth abortion. I mean, just horrendous stuff that you would never think is happening. I mean, we shudder over murder, we shudder over the Holocaust, but yet this is going on every day in our country, and they're laughing about it like it's no big deal.
Well, here's what they don't want you to see. This is a doctor, Uta Landy, the founder of Planned Parenthood's Consortium of Abortion Providers. Mm-hmm. And here's a quote from her in one of the videos, quote, "An eyeball fell into my lap, and that is gross." It is gross. It's inhumane. I mean, we're talking about this going on day after day after day. This is also something in which one of the doctors states that they are altering some of the abortion procedures so that they wouldn't be under the ban of partial birth abortion, where you do a breech birth, take everything out except for the head still in the uterus, and then you poke the back of the base of the soft skull with an object and put a cannula in there and suck out the brains, then crush the baby's skull. That's the partial birth abortion. So in order to avoid doing that, they start ripping off limbs.
Right. There's a former abortionist who has testified that a baby's skull must be broken and its arms and legs usually individually removed during an abortion because of that. I mean, just to even say those words, it's shuddering that we're doing this here in America.
Well, and here's one, you know, you go in there and you go, am I getting the uterus or the fetus? Good, fetus. Ugh, what have I got? Nothing. Let's try it again. Going on, here's a quote, "The fetus is a tough little object, and taking it apart one day is very difficult."
And of course, one of the other videos talked about, you know, when the baby is born alive, what they do just to let it die instead of saving it. I mean, that's also on video. So Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden, I mean, to unveil this is so important that we get this out, that people actually see what's happening, that Planned Parenthood is not a center about helping women's health.
Yeah, you know, they have these things called a DNE, which is a dilation and extraction. What do? They force the cervix to be dilated. They stick in these forceps, and they grab onto a baby's arm. They pull it so that the body's up against the inside of the uterus, and then they twist. It's like taking a piece of chicken off of a chicken that you've just cooked or you bake. You pull and twist. And we're talking about a live human being. They do it limb from limb. They then grab the little leg and do the same thing. I mean, you can't even imagine this. I've been to the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and just returned from Israel, where they have the Yad Vashem Museum, and you look, and some of the people, some of our students in our Covenant Journey program, it's like, how could people get to a place where they do this, and they actually film this, and they actually create a final solution to eliminate Jews, put them in gas chambers, operate on them with no anesthesia, do experiments, and yet we're doing that in America.
And it's legal.
And it's quote-unquote legal because some people on the United States Supreme Court said so. I mean, it's just absolutely nonsense. And for Planned Parenthood to boast that it's just a woman's right to choose, it's not a woman's right to choose to brutally kill their child.
It's a child's right to live, a woman's right to live as a baby. That womb should be the safest place on this earth, but yet it's not. It's a danger zone for these children. You know, and we don't even mention about the politicians that have put these charges against Sandra Merritt, who also have their pockets in the hands of Planned Parenthood. So it's politically motivated, corrupt system we're dealing with. But every day, so many of these children are dying. We have this at taxpayers' expense as well.
Yeah, and the Attorney General in California has been receiving thousands and thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood. And so he has filed these 15 felony indictments that, if ultimately convicted, Sandra Merritt and David DeLaden, the two undercover journalists, could get 11 years in prison.
Right, and no other citizen journalist has ever been charged with a crime. I mean, you have those who do this with animals, you know, and there's no deal. But here we have human children, and yet they're being charged with criminal charges.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about these young people. These are first, second, third trimester. Some of these are second and third trimester, and they're actually harvesting baby body parts. They're looking at what is it that is the demand right now. Is it a heart, a lung, an intact brain?
And how much can we sell it for?
How much can we sell it for? So they go to these women, they brutalize their children and kill them. They don't tell the women what's really going on. And so really, they're brutalizing these women. They're scarring these women, mothers, for life. Many of these women have different kinds of issues that develop afterward because it's unnatural for a mother who is a protector of a child to ultimately turn around and brutally kill that child. And as much as the media wants to call this choice, they know at the end of the day it's not. And so sometimes they engage in destructive behavior, whether it's drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, just self-hate, seeking something to kill the pain. And many of them are freed in Jesus Christ with other women who have gone through this post-abortion. But they're destroying humanity. They're destroying motherhood. They're destroying these women. They're destroying these children so that they can profit and then sell the baby body parts. So they literally go out and find out, what is the demand today?
Right.
Do we need an intact skull? Do we need an intact liver? And then they sell it to Stem Express. And then Stem Express creates catalogs of baby body parts and runs specials of the month.
I know, just like their furniture or something. But you have to understand, a partial birth abortion occurs when the abortionist delivers all of a live baby except its head and then inserts the scissors into the base of the skull to vacuum its brains out.
Yeah, and so since that's now banned by federal law, they try to do the ripping and tearing.
Right.
They'll do one of two things.
Terminology.
They'll insert a high concentration of saline into the womb, into the amniotic sac, and the little baby is breathing. This high concentrate of saline, literally scalded to death, and when the baby stops breathing and moving around, then they'll abort a fully intact fetus. If you go to our website, lc.org, and find the area of abortion, you can go and see what I saw at a little morgue, a little baby angel in a shoebox in Orlando, Florida, because of an abortion clinic there. This doctor now has lost his medical license. He's actually served time in prison. Mm. This is the kind of butchery that goes on. This woman was fed a lie that it's better for her to abort. She gave birth to a live baby, and they didn't give any help. They gave her the drugs to induce abortion. And the little baby angel died. And I went to the morgue, opened up that place in the morgue, and here's little baby Angel, fully intact, late second, early third trimester in a shoebox. Mm-hmm. We need to stop this butchery. Pray for this country to turn and repent and stand with us as we stand with life. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.